It's that time in our program for Mike Brennan and MITechNews.com. Headlines about what's going on in technology and entrepreneurship in our fair state of Michigan and throughout the Midwest, the country, and the world, exactly. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Foster.
I hope you're enjoying this beautiful weekend, and let's just dive into some of the headlines you've got there. It's interesting, we were talking last week with Randy Peck from Warder, Norcross, and Judd. I see one of your headlines is that they are going to be teaming up with Crane's Detroit Business to offer a very special program about cybersecurity and reducing risks.
Yeah, a free webinar. It's on June 5th. Starts at noon. And you can find out the links and all that if you go to my website at mitechnews.com.
Okay.
But, you know, Target is the poster boy for being not doing good things with their customers. And so that whole idea of data breaches and data privacy and the cyber risk insurance that you can buy, they'll be talking about all that.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And of course, you're talking about that the security breach at Target, which has brought so much of this to the fore since this last fall. Hey, I see that Pure Michigan and Coke are getting together to do some nice things for Michigan.
Yeah, if you buy a Coca-Cola cup at a Wendy's, the Wendy's involved in this too, then you get a discount on some different things you can do around the state. You can attend the Air Zoo or Avalanche Bay or go to Boyne Highlands or wherever, and they'll give you discounts because of this cup, and there's quite a few of them. 1.3 million promotional cups are going to be produced.
That's really cool. This is the Pure Michigan campaign, kind of kicking into high gear with Coca-Cola. Have they done this kind of collaboration before, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Coca-Cola's been back several times. They keep coming up with new and innovative ways to do it. So
really
it's cool. It's been a good pairing for Pure Michigan.
And Pure Michigan has been one of the best, I think, PR campaigns for the state ever. I certainly think that in terms of the beauty of a state that they've highlighted with their ads.
And we still have Tim Allen. I think he's still doing the narration.
Yeah, I think he still is, too. This one headline you've got here looks kind of funny. It says, Lookout launches Selfies mobile security phone service. What in the world is that?
I played around with that last night. I signed up for it and immediately forgot my password. So it's like sending me messages saying, I'm trying to break into my phone, and it takes a picture of you. It reverses the phone.
Oh.
So it takes a picture. If you don't correctly enter the password after three tries, it takes your picture, it gives you your GPS location of the phone, and sends it to you so you can see who stole your phone. In this case, it was just me, you know.
It doesn't automatically get posted to a post office wall or anything.
That too, yeah, right. It was one of those really choice photographs where I'm looking down my nose, you know, over my glasses, you know. So.
Oh, my. Well, we're glad that, but it's a new form of security that this company has put out then, huh?
Yeah, it really works. I like I say, I did it by accident, but it does work. And if you get your phone stolen, obviously, unless you've shared your password with somebody, the bad guys aren't going to know what it is, and they're going to do brute force, where they're just going to try a lot of different things. And after three tries, they get their picture taken.
Boom. And as you said, there's GPS location where the phone is as well.
Yeah, so not only do you know where the phone is, you know who's been using it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just be careful about going in and trying to get it back. That may be a little dangerous.
Absolutely.
Mike Brennan is with us, by the way. He is the editor of MI Tech News, and that is a weekly report with headlines like these and many, many more that talk not only about things that are going, you know, new services like the Lookout security program we were just talking about, or the Pure Michigan campaign, technology events that are going on throughout the state, meetings or venture capitalists or entrepreneurial groups that are getting together, especially if you're trying to start a business or have got one going and are looking for other people to meet with. Mike has got he's got his finger on the pulse of the entrepreneurial community throughout the state. And you'll find a lot of those links within Michigan Technology News, MI Tech News. The nice thing about it is it's absolutely free. So if you're interested in finding out more about technology in our state and entrepreneurship and where venture capital is going in our state and just being in touch and extending your own network as well, it's absolutely free. All you have to do is go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, and then click on that Subscribe Now button right next to Mike's smiling face. You put your email in there, and every Friday you will be delivered a long list of extensive articles looking at these different headlines. Mike, let's step back and take a look at maybe one more. I saw that this thing called Bansom accelerators as tooting of their horn about things that have been created, like tech jobs.
Yeah, it's the four Southeast Michigan accelerators. You've got Tech Town and Automation Alley and Spark and Macomb OU Incubator. And they formed in 2010. They call themselves the Business Accelerator Network for Southeast Michigan, hence the acronym. And so they just put out a report saying that they have created, or through their efforts, have created 7,225 technology jobs and helped 225 companies that have then gone on to secure $300 million
wow.
in follow-up investments. So all good things, right?
Absolutely good things. Mike, thanks so much for being with us, and thank you for your weekly report of Michigan Technology News, mitechnews.com. And again, folks, that's absolutely free to you. All you need to do is go to internetadvisor.net and hit that subscribe now button. Mike, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Looking forward to next week. We'll do this again.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News.